Well, we had our presidential debate. Looks like the only one we're going to get this year, this past Tuesday night with Kamala Harris and Donald Trump. Got a couple of questions I'd like to pose to you, which I don't think many of anyone has asked. Was there, out of all the topics that were addressed in the Tuesday night debate, was Trump any more passionate about any of the topics than he was for this?
What they have done to our country by allowing these millions and millions of people to come into our country, and look at what's happening to the towns all over the United States. And a lot of towns don't want to talk. It's not going to be Aurora or Springfield. A lot of towns don't want to talk about it because they're so embarrassed by it. In Springfield, they're eating the dogs, the people that came in. They're eating the cats. They're eating the pets of the people that live there. And this is what's happening in our country, and it's a shame. As far as rallies are concerned, as far as the reason they go is they like what I say. They want to bring our country back. They want to make America great again. It's a very simple phrase, make America great again. She's destroying this country, and if she becomes president, this country doesn't have a chance of success. Not only success, we'll end up being Venezuela on steroids.
I just want to clarify here. You bring up Springfield, Ohio, and ABC News did reach out to the city manager there. He told us there have been no credible reports of specific claims of pets being harmed, injured, or abused by individuals within the immigrant community.
Well, I've seen people on television.
Let me just say here, this is the
people on television say my dog was taken and used for food. So maybe he said that, and maybe that's a good thing to say for a city manager.
I'm not taking this from
but
television.
But the people
I'm
on television saying their dog was eaten by the people that went there.
Now, I think, by the way, I figured out how this whole house pet eating conspiracy by illegal Haitians came to Trump's attention. We'll get to that in a moment. But another question, I want to turn a question people have been asking into a question they should be asking. I know, a little complicated. Follow me here. The big question has been, not just this past Tuesday night, the next day, September 11th, at the Ground Zero Memorial in Shanksville, Pennsylvania. But even before that, where's Melania? Why isn't Melania standing by her man, doing appearances to draw women into support for her husband and his presidential campaign? I have a better question. Why is Laura Loomer by Trump's side more and more frequently? She got off the plane with him, going to the debate. She stood by his side at the Ground Zero Memorial this past Wednesday, which was sickening because Laura Loomer is a 9/11 denier. She was also with Trump at Shanksville, Pennsylvania. And it's probably because Laura Loomer loves conspiracies. She was the one on the day before the debate, Monday, on her broadcast, podcast, whatever you want to call it. She was the one who was pitching, I don't know if she created it or came up with it, but she was pitching the whole thing about Springfield, Ohio, and Haitians eating dogs and cats, and Trump picked up on that, still is embracing it as absolute fact, although everyone from local officials to the governor of Ohio, Republican governor of Ohio, have said, it's not there, there's no there, so knock it off. As a side note to this conspiracy still being stewed and brewed by Trump, now the Haitian community, not just in Springfield, Ohio, but in many places throughout the country, are facing threats. Just in Springfield, though, the city hall, schools, other facilities, they had bomb threats called into their places, had to do evacuations, disrupting lives. Some Haitians in Springfield are moving, feeling that there's no way that they'll be safe in a town they wanted to call home. And no, they are not illegal Haitians. Immigration has them on the radar screen. They're documented. They're here on various visas or emergency causes, several different classifications. They are not illegal Haitians. So let's move on to that, back to Laura Loomer, because she apparently is getting closer and tighter with the Trump campaign, which is not pleasing anyone within the Trump campaign. Let me tell you a little bit about Laura Loomer. Laura's claimed that school shootings, like in Parkland, Florida, Santa Fe, Texas, were staged. Said the perpetrator of the Las Vegas shooting back in 2017 was a member of ISIS. She also claimed on Twitter the crisis actors are used for the Santa Fe school shooting. Back in 2018, Loomer said a man that was arrested in South Dakota with bomb-making equipment and illegal weapons, Mark Etherwald was his name, he had been a leftist Antifa terrorist. Small problem with that theory. According to the man's social media activity at the time, and as per his brother, the guy was a conservative who despised liberals and Antifa. Loomer falsely claimed a winter storm that took place before the 2024 Iowa Republican presidential caucuses. That wasn't a storm. No, that was created by the American deep state using HAARP in order to benefit the electoral chances of Nikki Haley. A little more recent, July of this year, Loomer posted on X, Elon Musk lets her on, said that Joe Biden is dying and final preparations are being made for him. She's proudly described herself as a pro-white nationalist, called into Alex Jones' InfoWars interview with Kanye West to express her support for West's right to free speech, and says she's very sympathetic to West. Oh, that was an interview, by the way, where West had praised Adolf Hitler and the Nazi Party. I know I'm just repeating words that Laura Loomer said. How about if I give you a little audio? Hopefully your stomach can handle it. Here are some of the hits of Laura Loomer.
I truly believe that the people who engaged in the coup against Donald Trump and have caused, you know, civil unrest and chaos in our country for the last 7 years through Crossfire Hurricane and also through these what I believe are illegal witch hunts against the president of the United States right now, unconstitutional witch hunts against Donald Trump, they are treasonous. They are traitors. They should get the death penalty when they are jailed in the next Trump administration. Every damn day we see another story about illegal aliens going to the Ritz-Carlton, illegal aliens getting free flights, illegal aliens getting free clothes and free cell phones, and someone's going to snap. Someone's going to snap. It's going to happen. And you know what? I'm not going to care when it happens. Again, as I talked about in the monologue tonight, the opening monologue of my show, we see President Trump is being persecuted and he's being demonized in New York City courtrooms by the corrupt Colombian-born communist judge Juan Merchan. And President Trump is going to be sentenced on September 18th. And we saw that Fannie Willis was constantly saying, well, you know, ain't nobody but the law. You know, I'm one of these, you know, strong, independent black woman. I don't need no man. And I'm going to get Whitey. I'm going to get Whitey. And I'm going to lock Donald Trump up, just like Letitia James, right? And she goes, now you're going to elect me and I'm going to lock him up. We're going to get Trump. Like the way they talk and their little DEI Shaniqua voices. And it's just very piercing, very irritating sound. They all have the same voice. I'm talking about Kamala Harris, Letitia James, and Fannie Willis. Like, all of the, like, meritless DEI Shaniquas talk the same way. It's very obnoxious the way that they talk. So it says, the press has questions for Vice President Kamala Harris. She isn't giving a whole lot of answers. Yeah, because maybe she's a retard, okay? Maybe we have a DEI retard sitting in the White House with Joe Biden as his brain continues to rot away. And that's what happens when you put people in office because they're DEI retards. Yeah, she can't talk. Just like Joe Biden. She doesn't have dementia. She's just retarded.
Now, there's no doubt what's going to happen. Once the heat turns up, more and more people understand, hey, that lady that's standing next to Trump, she's not really nice, is she? Yeah, Trump's going to say, well, I never knew her. I met her a couple of times, but we were never really close or really spent any time together. Now, remember this, when Trump tries to disavow any knowledge or connection with Laura Loomer.
A friend of all of ours, and this woman is amazing, Laura Loomer. Where is she? Where is Laura? She is amazing. A fantastic woman, a true patriot, Laura Loomer. Laura, thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Laura.
It's great to have you, and you've been really very special. You work hard, and you are a very opinionated lady. I have to tell you that, and in my opinion, I like that.
Well, I appreciate that.
I appreciate
that.
All of your support, and you've been terrific, and everybody appreciates you.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much for inviting me to sit with you today. It's a pleasure. You're the best. I love you.